This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. This is a show where we discuss SpaceX, NASA, and spaceflight. I'm your host, Will Walden. Today's episode is about something very interesting. Life in our solar system. And in a scientific advancement, researchers have demonstrated that amino acids, which are crucial for life, can endure high-speed impacts such as those experienced during space missions. This finding significantly enhances the feasibility of future space missions to Saturn's moon Enceladus, potentially revealing signs of extraterrestrial life. And Enceladus, with its mysterious ice plumes and a suspected subsurface ocean, has long intrigued astronomers. The discovery of these plumes by NASA's Cassini spacecraft in 2005 marked a significant milestone, suggesting the presence of a vast saltwater ocean beneath its icy crust. Now, this revelation has spurred interest in sending probes to fly through these plumes, capture ice grains, and return them to Earth for analysis. And such missions could confirm the existence of the ocean and, more tantalizingly, detect signs of life on Enceladus. Now, researchers at the University of California, San Diego, led by Professor Robert Continetti, have now alleviated concerns about potential damage to organic compounds during the collection process. These experiments simulated the high-speed impacts that ice grains from Enceladus would experience when colliding with the spacecraft's collection devices. They found that amino acids within these ice grains could survive impacts up to 4.2 kilometers per second, far exceeding the velocities expected during actual space missions. Now, this finding has wide-reaching implications, not only for Enceladus, but also for other celestial bodies with similar characteristics, such as Jupiter's moon Europa. It opens the possibility for future missions like the proposed Europa Clipper to collect and analyze ice grains for signs of life. Now, the UCSD team's research employed advanced techniques and custom-built instrumentation, including an aerosol impact spectrometer, to mimic the conditions of space. This apparatus, unique in its capability to control the velocity of particles, allowed the team to study the behavior and survivability of organic compounds at various impact speeds. And in these experiments, they used a process called electrospray ionization to create ice grains akin to those found in Enceladus's plumes. These grains were then subjected to high-speed impacts in the spectrometer. Now, that's a lot of science, and the results were promising. Amino acids were detected with minimal fragmentation, indicating their structural integrity post-impact. While the presence of amino acids does not in itself confirm the existence of life, it is a significant step towards understanding the potential for life in Enceladus's ocean. Amino acids are fundamental to life on Earth, forming the building blocks of proteins, which are essential for all known forms of life. And despite no current formal missions to Enceladus, this research provides strong justification for future explorations. Missions to the moon that could collect and analyze ice grains searching for the fingerprint of life in their chemical compositions. Continetti's team has shown that such missions could be conducted without the risk of actually destroying these vital clues. Now, this research not only paves the way for future missions to Enceladus, but also contributes significantly to our understanding of the survivability of organic compounds in space. Raises the intriguing possibility that if life does exist on Enceladus, we may soon have the means to detect it. And the implications of this study extend beyond the realm of space exploration. Understanding the resilience of organic compounds in extreme conditions can inform a wide range of scientific fields, from astrobiology to material science, and as we continue to explore our greater solar system, the findings from Enceladus will undoubtedly play a crucial role in shaping our quest for discovering life beyond Earth. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. I really do appreciate your support throughout the years that I've been doing this show. Now, if you want to support us even more, hit the subscribe or the follow button on your podcast platform that you're listening on right now. Helps us out just a little bit. We get a new listener, which is awesome. Welcome to the Flight Club if you hit the subscribe button. We do appreciate you. And if you want to help more, go to patreon.com/stagezero, S-T-A-G-E-Z-E-R-O. And you can help us out over there and support our show. And we have a lot of Patreon supporters that continue to support us throughout the months. So without you, we couldn't do it. Also, I want to say thank you to our sponsor, starshipshirts.com. If you want to get Starship inspired and SpaceX inspired and NASA inspired gear, go over there, starshipshirts.com, and pick yourself up a t-shirt. Any size, they ship anywhere, and they're printed just for you. Also, every episode of the show is about 10 minutes or under. We post every single day. So make sure to hit the subscribe button so you get all the latest news from NASA, SpaceX, and other spaceflight companies. Please take care of yourselves and each other, and I will see you tomorrow.